West Georgia's first news on this Tuesday from the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Villarica City Council has approved an intergovernmental agreement with Douglas County to ensure that the Douglas County portion of the City of Gold will benefit from a new transportation special purpose local option sales tax should Douglas County voters approve the TSPLOST referendum on November 5th of this year. City Attorney Kevin Drummond speaking to City Council prior to the vote.
Douglas County is placing on the November 5th ballot a referendum so the voters of Douglas County will vote whether or not to approve a TSPLOST tax. So this would be a transportation special purpose local option sales tax. What we're asking for today is an IGA, an intergovernmental agreement on how to divide those funds. 5.35% would come to the City of Villarica, and that's based on the more recent lost distribution that had been agreed to between the county and the cities.
The proposed TSPLOST is expected to generate over $100 million in revenue from 2025 to 2031 and would be used to support roadway projects throughout Douglas County. Villarica staff has prepared a list of approximately 40 roads on the Douglas County side which would benefit from the new 1% TSPLOST if approved by voters. The list includes roads described as either needing to be repaired or cracking and roadways that just look bad. No roads on the list were considered to have safety-related issues. All TSPLOST revenues would be split between Douglas County government and the cities of Austell, Douglasville, and Villarica. Also, Villarica City Council has approved filing a joint application with Douglas County Transit to the Georgia Department of Transportation for the use of a traffic signal at the intersection of Liberty Road and the Interstate 20 eastbound on-ramp. Villarica Deputy City Manager Diana DeSanto.
Douglas County will incur the cost of the traffic signal to include the equipment and the installation. However, the City of Villarica will be responsible for the future electricity costs.
City officials say they've received a lot of complaints about the safety of that intersection. Villarica City Council at their last meeting also designating Park Ridge Drive as a public drive rather than a private road in order to encourage a potential development. Community Development Director Bobby Elliott speaks to council before their vote.
Probably about, well, over 30 years ago, Benchmark United put this street in. It's the little street that goes up between Sonic and the bank. It goes around up to the Ingalls Shopping Center. They installed that roadway up to that shopping center. It's only about 1,500 feet that belongs to them. It goes into the driveway to the Ingalls Shopping Center in the back. And I asked Mr. Boggs, why in the world didn't you go ahead and dedicate that street back when you installed it? For some reason, they didn't do it. I did an inspection on that section of roadway about 4 months ago, and there was some cosmetic stuff. Nothing major for a street that's 30-plus years old. But right now, we've got a couple of commercial prospects on development up that little roadway, and the city needs to be in charge of the connections to that roadway section. And to do that, we're going to have to accept it as a public street.
And City Council also voted to approve the purchase of properties located at 227 and 526 Myrtle Street in Villarica. I'm Colin Worthington.